Blog Talk Radio.
All right, name the. What's happening, folks? It's the Patriot Nation Radio Show. It is Monday, the 28th of January. I got my new shirt on. My son got me this for Christmas. What do y'all think? Yeah, rock on, Beavis and Butthead, ladies and gentlemen. Patriotic as ever. I love them guys. They make me laugh. We're going to have Laura Iris Wilkerson is possibly going to tune in this evening. You may recognize her name. She's been on the show before. She is an angel mom. And her son was killed by an illegal alien horribly, gruesomely. And Natalie, I see you there in the live feed. Natalie, we have to talk soon. I want to maybe get some kind of walk-away event with overpasses, and let's rock this out. We got to get this done, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about the walk-away campaign. Very important stuff going on there, as so many folks are walking away from the Democrat Party. Hallelujah. Mark Neal is there. He's an old friend. Say hello, everybody, to Mark. We used to go to school together back in the day. Way back in the day, that's what we did. We went to school. So what I got to do here real fast is I'm all out of whack. I have no internet service, so all my devices right now are hooked up to my hotspot on my cell phone. I got a tablet on this side, I got a tablet on this side, and I got two phones right here. So we're really working it, folks. We are working it. Gary Binford's tuning in. What's happening, Gary Binford? Please post all your information and maybe come on the show again. It'd be great to have you on the show here soon. Ladies and gentlemen, Gary Binford, a great writer. Doing some great, great writing, of course. I really like Gary's stuff that he puts out. I'm sorry I can never remember the website and cite it here live every time. So if you're there listening, Gary, please post your website where people can find your information. Hello, Kim. Welcome to the show. Let me do this real quick, ladies and germs.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942. Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio, 347-637-3942.
Attention conservatives, big social media is targeting conservatives like you and me in an effort to silence us and the truth. The free speech social media that you have waited for is here at LibertyRush.com. No longer do you have to be distracted by fake news. Join the war on fake news at LibertyRush.com, the official alternative with no libtard rhetoric. Guaranteed. LibertyRush.com.
Dave Bray, USA.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dave Bray, America's favorite patriotic rocker, and you are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Network.
I never knew about at a funeral or like the last day when an officer has passed, and they actually go and the dispatch will close basically down the radio air for emergency only. And then she will call the badge number, or he will call the badge number from dispatch, and obviously there's never an answer. Brave soul has passed away in the line of duty. Felt like something needed to be done or to recognize that. And that's what the song is about, basically. It's about an officer who's, you know, gone down in the line of duty, and, you know, he's given his all. And, you know, when they do reach out for the last call, he answers back, and these are his words. And one thing a lot of people don't know, I know a lot of cops, you know, in and out of uniform. They are very human, just like you and I. They pick and choose what laws they uphold, but they have to uphold the ones that are put in place by our representatives. And our representatives are the people that we put in office. And the same people that are out there with their signs are the same people that are putting lunatics in office. Here's the wake-up call, people. Don't come down on the men and women in blue for doing their job. Come down on your representatives for passing these BS laws, and get involved in your political on a local level and fix what the problem is. Fix the problems in our laws today. Get involved in your local politics and get moving. Get moving in America. Become a citizen. A citizen doesn't mean you sit back and collect a paycheck from the government. A citizen means you are a part of the government, a part of the citizenry, a part of the voting and voicing public. And that's what I think the song says moreover than anything else. And if people want to hear it, because I know they do, please go to Dave Bray USA right now on Facebook. That's DaveBray USA.
.com. DaveBrayUSA.com. And he's right, folks. Election Day 2020 is going to be madness. We all have got to get our butts to the polls and vote, because the fraud is going to be rampant. Because everything that happened in Florida will now be countrywide in every district, because nobody was held accountable. Nobody got arrested. Nobody went to jail. And nothing happened but recount after recount after recount, just to satisfy a bunch of liberal maniacs who can't take losing. They are sore losers, whining, crying, whimpering. Oh, woe is me. I can't take this. I can't believe Trump won. 2 years later, they're still in panic. They're still in panic mode. They cannot believe that Hillary is not the president. And now the Hilderbeast plans on making another run. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. You know, can you imagine? It's going to be, they're going to be trying to out-kook each other. Elizabeth Warren wants to tax everybody, steal the wealth. She's going after Mayor Bloomberg's wealth before he could even run. They want the money. They want to take your cash. If you make over $1 million a year, they want your money. They want to take your money and give it to other people. Kamala Harris, I believe, is now she's speaking like $500 to every citizen who makes less than $100,000 a year per month. Give me $500 a month, because I don't make $100,000 a year. Really? I don't want it. You keep it. I'll be broke and work my back into a twist and my fingers to a bone before I accept any handouts from the tyrants on the left. Never, ever, ever. Because you know what happens if you accept anything from the tyrants on the left? They hold that as a proverbial guillotine over your neck, ready to cut it off at any second. All they have to do is go, hey, you like that money? You want to keep that money? Do what I say, not as I do. And over the head. And then all of a sudden, it's Venezuela, right on the streets of the good old USA. We took your money, we gave it to those people, and now you're out of money, and now those people are out of money, everybody's out of money. Riot! Kids eating out of trash cans. Pet dogs and cats becoming the gourmet meal. Being spread out on the table for the whole family to eat. Oh, look, it's Rover. Roll over, Red Rover. We gotta cook you. We're gonna put you on a rotisserie and cook you. You get some hickory chips or some mesquite wood and we'll smoke you. I'm not down with that. I think Donald Trump said it. People want to walk their dogs. They don't want to eat their dogs. You know what I mean? So if you like the Democrats and you want to get in on the whole deal on the left and try to scam the old rich guys who went to college, built a business, worked real hard, and got a whole career ahead in check. See, here in America, we punish success, apparently. If you're successful and you worked hard, and a lot of these people who have now millions of dollars in their pockets, many, many of these entrepreneurs, people who started their companies in their garages, work 20 hours a day. Sometimes they work 24/7, 365 for a month straight. They didn't sleep but a cat nap here and a cat nap there. Look at liberal maniac Mark Cuban. That's what he does. He takes 20-minute cat naps here and there, here, there, and everywhere. Ladies and gentlemen, Reb Ryder is tuning in. I believe he'll be simulcasting our show tonight. Thank you, Reb. But tonight I have a great show. It panned out to be really cool. We got a return guest coming on. She's going to join us this past show here. What day is this? This past Thursday, when we were talking about this crisis at the border. We were talking with Marianne Mendoza and Steve Ronnebeck. And Laura was going to join us, but for whatever reason, something happened. She couldn't join us. And so she has made it up, and she's joining us tonight. She is an angel mom. You heard there's gold star moms and angel moms. These are all folks who, in one way or another, lost their child. And the angel moms are the moms and or the angel families. Let's say angel families, angel moms, dads, brothers, sisters, uncles, nephews, cousins. The whole family becomes an angel family. It's not just one person, because the whole family loses the family member. When an illegal alien decides he's going to play God and take someone's life before their life is due. And I think it's absolutely horrific. So please, folks, I'm going to bring Laura Irish Wilkerson on right now. So if you're in the live feed and you're there, please share. We are broadcasting into France tonight, and they are listening, folks. So let's bring in Laura Irish Wilkerson. We are one of our return guests, Angel Bob. Hey, welcome to the show, man.
Thank you so much for having me again.
No problem. Thank you for coming on last second. I reached out to Laura maybe a half hour before the show. Hey, you want to come on? And she said, yes, thank you. Maybe it was more than a half hour. My day is in a blur right now. You wouldn't believe the madness I had to do before this show. You would have no clue that I was just rushing like a maniac with the clock was ticking. And I'm coming back down the road from the grocery store, and the road's closed. And I had to I'm like, my Lord, it's 7:40, and I'm 10 minutes from home, and I got a car load of groceries. Well, anything that needed to get anything that needed to be in a position where it would not spoil is in that position. It made it to the fridge, and now I'm live with Laura Irish Wilkerson on the Patriot Nation Radio Show.
Here
we go. So I know that you've rehashed the incident so many times, but my listenership has done a complete flip. We've got all new listeners. Maybe briefly tell folks your story, and then we'll go into how Nancy Pelosi wouldn't let people into their office and the coming caravan that's coming now and the repercussions that could happen from that. So real fast, briefly, folks, I'm sorry I have to make you say the story again, but otherwise folks won't understand the magnitude of what we're talking about. So.
Sure, that's quite all right. My youngest son, Joshua, I had three children with my husband, and our youngest was Joshua, and he was 18 years old, a senior in high school. And a classmate asked him for a ride home one day, and he gave it to him, and he did not return home that day. I was looking around town and finally found his truck and just parked kind of behind a strip center, and we called police, and they came, and they ended up eventually arresting a young man whose parents brought him here from Belize when he was about 10. And I think he had just a short 6-month visa or something and overstayed. And they arrested him, and we had to hear the hard news of you know, what he did to Josh. And basically what he did is he kicked him so hard in the stomach that his spleen sliced in two. And then he said, the killer told us this from the stand, and then he hit him so hard in the face that Josh couldn't see back. When he did, it broke all of his facial bones and nasal cavity. And then he told us that Josh was still trying to get up off the ground, and he took a closet rod and beat him in the head with it until it broke. And then Josh was still trying to breathe, and this kid strangled him and then let him go, see if he was gone, and strangled him over and over until finally Josh stopped breathing. And then he tied him up like an animal with rope around his neck and to his hands and feet behind his back. And then he washed the blood off of Josh and then put him in the truck and drove around and bought a couple of dollars worth of gasoline. And then he set him in a field and doused him and set him on fire after death.
Lord have mercy. Yeah, every time
it's a major blow.
Well, you've told me this story many times now, and it's still every time I hear it, it makes me speechless.
Yeah.
And for me, that's very hard. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. you know, it's the hardest thing that one can ever, I can't imagine there being anything harder than losing a child, and then naturally with the added trauma and violence and quickness of it, it just is like, you know, evil reached in my house and grabbed our kid, and he, you know, he was fine in the morning, and then by 1 o'clock he was dead. You just never recover fully. You know, we function and we get up, and we good days and bad days. And as the time progresses, you have more good days, but you just never feel whole. You know, there's always that ache, that heart, that piece is just missing. You know, will always be right. Missing.
Well, you know, there are great patriots out here trying to make a stink and raise awareness and get this border security deal done. There's a gentleman, his name is Brian Colfage, and he's put together a GoFundMe account. And I am presently in negotiations with him to come on the show. I would be honored to have all the Angel families that have been on the show come on at the same time so that y'all can thank him for raising all this money. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. So I've heard about that too, and that's a great thing, you know.
He's a triple amputee war veteran. And he saw what's going on, and he said, listen, man, I've been in these countries. Look at me. I know what's coming. What's going on? We can't have this. And he put this GoFundMe account together, and it got like $15 million in 10 days or some crazy amount. And people were speaking. 250,000 donations in 10 days. And it was like
incredible.
And we're going to get all the details. I'm trying to get him on this Thursday, but I have to speak with his person who schedules him. I'll be speaking with her real soon. And we're going to have Brian Colfage on. And that will be big because he's really out there raising money. And he knows all the deals, the ins and outs, how it's possible that money can be used for the wall. There's some way, you know.
Right.
Even
right.
if it's
– I believe – I mean, I've heard he's working on the way and – he's working on that way, and how incredible for him to do that. I mean, just outstanding.
And that'll be amazing, folks. So we're going to be working on that here in the next day or two. He may be on this Thursday, but we'll have him on as soon as he humanly possibly can come on. Folks, we also I was speaking earlier with Lisa Joe, who is down at the border. I asked her to call in this evening as well, as the 40,000-plus caravan rolls this way. 40,000, and all accounts have 1,800 Islamic extremists in this group on purpose. They're there on purpose. They're coming this way. Who knows? Everything to me is hearsay till I see it, and we're expecting some reports straight from the caravan from Ben Bergwam. He'll be sending a crew right into the caravan like he did last time and ask these people questions. Like when I had that gentleman from Honduras translated through Paloma live on the show. And a lot of these folks have been misled, and now they got 40,000 more heading this way, and 90% of them have been misled and lied to. Do you know, Laura, that they are showing the ads on TV for the caravan people to come here? This guy came on my show from Honduras, and I said, why on earth would you decide to pack up a bag, grab your family, 14 family members, 11 adults and 3 kids, and walk 2,000 freaking miles to Tijuana? He said, well,
right.
They promised us the world. They promised us we'd be safe and they would watch our backs all the way. Safety in numbers, food, water, everything. They would promise the world. Get to the border, you're in for free. Everything, American dream is yours. Just get in the caravan and hit the road. And that's what these people are told. And I told the poor gentleman.
Yeah, funding that? Yes.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
The United Nations and George Soros. That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, he's funding that. I mean, that's absolutely – they don't care about their lives. They just want them to come, you know, here and show us, you know, just come on in. And that's the sad part of it is they're, you know, they're putting their lives in danger for something they're not going to get.
You know, and then people are bringing their children with them 2,000 miles across – barren, arid, dry conditions, and apparently they don't have enough food and water because a couple of these kids died. And of course, they didn't die till they got into the process of getting into the country. So they're in a facility controlled by ICE, and all of a sudden it's ICE and it's Trump's fault that this kid that was starved and deprived of basic necessities over a 2,000-mile trek and passed away. It's the parents' fault for bringing that kid 2,000 miles. It has nothing to do with
Absolutely.
ICE. It has nothing to do with President Trump, and it has everything to do with the Honduran government, the Honduras people who are advertising this on TV, and the people who dragged their kids 2,000 miles across the damn desert. Nobody else's
yeah,
fault.
Absolutely.
Their fault.
Yeah.
And I'm
That's
sorry.
Right. You know, if I put my kid in harm's way, I'm going to jail. And I know it, and I should.
Right.
But, you know, that doesn't happen. There's so much leniency showed to them on every facet that it's mind-boggling. You know, I've been to the border and met a border rancher, and you know, he showed me picture after picture after picture of bodies and body parts that have been found on his land. And I mean, so many of them, if they get hampered or injured or something, or they can't make it, they just leave them. I mean,
yeah. And I'm looking here on my live feed, right? And I see we got a lot of veterans on my live feed, and
right.
they put their lives on the line protecting American freedoms. And apparently, Americans don't get to have those freedoms. They give those freedoms to the illegal immigrants. While they tie our hands in rules, regulations, laws, and legislation where we can't be free anymore. And look, my friend Rich,
exactly
who's a Marine,
right.
you see my friend, this guy, this gentleman, Donald, he has veterans moving. And these guys, and Jose, he's a long listener now. This guy, Jose, he listens to the show all the time. He's a veteran.
Right.
And these guys, homeless right. veterans. Homeless veterans and homeless children in America. Now, I'm all
yeah.
for helping these poor people in the caravan once the very last American is off the street with a roof over his head and three hots and a cot every day.
Yep.
Then.
And we're sitting here. We're the most generous nation there ever has been as far as helping other countries. And, you know, it's like this. Why do you want to put Border Patrol's lives in danger if you're going to just catch them and release them? What's the point? I mean, you know, you're putting their life in danger every time they come across someone. Because I don't know if they're just, you know, a person wanting a better life, or if they're carrying drugs or money. You know, they have no idea. And you're putting them at risk of their life to just catch somebody and then release them into America. It makes no sense. I mean.
And if you watch some of these videos that are coming out of Arizona, Department of Homeland Security buses, DHS.
Right.
The one that's supposed to be protecting the homeland. Department of Homeland Security are taking busloads of these folks, illegal immigrants, and dropping them off at churches across Arizona, across California, yes. across Texas, across Colorado, across Alabama, across Idaho, across Wyoming,
yeah.
across Maine, across New Jersey. There's 50 of them. In the lower 48, they're getting hammered by busloads
yeah.
of illegal
yeah.
immigrants. They're all getting in,
that's
folks.
That's right. They're bussing them into middle
yep.
America. I mean, yeah, that's exactly right.
And I believe you me, they're bussing these people into red districts. Guarantee
mm-hmm.
me. I guarantee you. They are going to Republican districts with all these buses and dropping them off so they can flip
yep.
these places blue. This is all by design to bring down America. I really believe it. They are trying to bring us down. And this has to be a national emergency. It has to happen. I don't care if they have to declare martial law and I have to be in at dark and that's it and I can't do nothing or be shot on sight, I'll take that if it means to get this done. Do it temporarily.
Yeah.
I can't stand it for a long time. I give you a week of martial law, then you got to stop. I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm a constitutionalist screaming for martial law to stop the madness. So that our children aren't slaughtered in the streets any longer. 4,000 homicides.
Well, you know, we've come a little ways with the president and what he's doing, but we can't, you know, it's now or never. If this, you know, if we don't get this done now, you're looking at a lost cause, you know.
We got this going on, and we got this bogus Mueller investigation bringing down Roger Stone now. They raid the guy's house with 29 armed militarized police bashing down his door in the middle of the night, 4 o'clock in the morning, raiding his house like like he's a common terrorist. And all they had to do was call him up and say, hey, listen, Roger, look, we were thinking about kicking in your door. We'll give you two more days. Come on down. He'd be like, kick in my door? What are you going to do that for? I'll be right there. I'm coming now.
Exactly.
At 4 o'clock in the morning, you know, and CNN is camped out outside his house. Really? They're the only news organization. The Communist News Network camped outside Roger Stone's house. Conveniently.
Very convenient.
He's like, oh, I had a hunch. Maybe I should go to Roger Stone's house at 4 o'clock in the morning and set up my camera so I could go live. they really think we're that stupid, Laura.
Yeah, I agree.
They think we're a bunch of quacking idiots. But we're just like, have no mental capacity. They think we have jello between our ears and all we're capable of doing is getting in line with the rest of the lemmings and doing what we're supposed to do and get in, and just pay attention. The Democratic Party has become the party of do as I say, not as I do, just like Grandma used to tell you with the wooden spoon. Do as I say, not as I do. Whack! Now be quiet.
Right. You know,
that's
they went
them.
Crazy about the two children that did die. And you know, you hate for any child to die. I mean, I know what their parents are going to feel like. But you have to remember their parents put them in that position. And then, but they just oblivious to that it's happening to so many Americans. I mean, you know, they don't even want to act like they see it.
See, the American citizens aren't putting their kids in them situations. They send their kids to school, expecting the kids to come home.
That's right.
They're coming home.
Yeah.
They went to school, coming home like they've done for years, like he did for 11 years. He was a senior. He went he went to school and he came home all the way through 11th grade and half of 12th grade.
Right.
And this preventable tragedy unfolded. Preventable. If only they just enforced the laws that were on the books at that time.
Right. You know, when this killer was on the stand, he also told us that, you know, he muttered about in his country things were different and in his country. And then he talked a little bit about Satan and then, you know, just absolutely. I mean, he never had an ounce of remorse ever. Well, not one. I mean, nothing. He almost looked excited about what he did. He you know, talked about his killing skills and it was just incredible to have to sit through and watch somebody just happy that they did that to your child.
You know, we were talking with Mariette Mendoza. At least she was spared that grief because the guy who killed her son died also. And so she was spared the grief of facing the guy who did this to her kid. Sometimes there is good in some of these instances, even if that's a positive part in a horrible situation that he's gone to and she don't have to face that guy, you know?
Yeah, it was a really, really hard for our family to get through and see the pictures, you know, down to the autopsy pictures. It's something you don't ever want to happen. And, you know, it does affect more than just our family. It trickles down to the community, you know, my parents, our extended friends and family, and it just absolutely is mind-boggling, the ripples of what it sends out into the world. I mean,
that's what I was saying before about angel families, because it's not just angel moms or angel dads. It's angel moms, angel dads, angel brother, angel sister, angel uncles, aunts, cousins, you know, nephews, grandma, grandpa.
And, you know, our community was just devastated, you know, because things don't happen. And
it's unfortunate that Nancy Pelosi would lie and say she's not in the office while the angel families and others are there. And then a young lady walks up and walks right into the office for her appointment. As the angel families are standing there, and we're just told Nancy Pelosi wasn't in the office.
She just has to not see it. I mean, if she sees it, then she thinks she'd have to address it. But, you know, that's what she just pretends it's not there. I mean, how nice of her.
It's baffling.
Yeah. Yes.
It's baffling. And not only that, but now – up in New York, they've totally flipped their minds with this new abortion bill. So kill them in the womb, flood the nation with illegal immigrants rushing the border, They're aborting the future and importing the and importing the downfall of America.
Yeah, I agree. That's exactly right. It's strategic.
Lady Liberty's crying. Lady Liberty's crying because they're aborting the future. It's crazy.
Yes.
We live in a mad, mad world, you know, and this is all predicted in the good book. Oh, it's crazy. You know,
yep.
Find verses that'll tell you all about all this stuff we're witnessing. They talked about it years
ago. It's unfolding right before our eyes. Yes, that's right.
You know, and so have faith, pray, and God bless America. You know, you got to keep fighting
and get
fighting
the fight. You know, you got to get in the fight.
Do something. Email. Make a phone call. Do anything. Do something. You know, there's something for everybody.
Yeah.
A lot of folks, we started a group a while back. I can't recall the name of it. It's been a while now. But its main thing was to bring awareness and speak the truth. And it's important. Get in a fight.
Yeah.
Amnesty Response Plan. And what it was if you had no money and you couldn't make it to the rally or you couldn't travel, you could do emails, you could make phone calls, you could write letters, you can go to your local congressman's office. There's a lot of things that don't cost nothing. They're free.
Yeah, that's right.
A stamp, a click on the mouse.
Yeah. You know,
a radio
every
show.
Person in America needs to be in the fight. And, you know, I know it's a hard thing because you want to be kind and stuff, but you've got to realize who we're battling. And it's not, you know, we're battling evil, and it's really going to be now or never.
It really is, and we'll see what happens on the 15th, folks. I would say, if you haven't done your taxes, hurry. they close that on the 15th, and you know this time the IRS probably going to go, you know what, we're not sending the checks this time. So I think now is the time to get your taxes done. It's February 15th. After that, I think the IRS is going to shut down this time too to try to teach a lesson. You know, everything they do is just to try to one up each other. That's what I can't stand.
Yeah.
They're trying to one up each other all the time. Instead of just going, look, all right, I understand. But you know, a lot of people were hooting and hollering, and even me for a minute going, oh, President Trump caved. He ended the shutdown. No, because he knows. I realized, and I was hammered, and people talked to me about it. I realized that this is by design, knowing full well that by, between now and the 15th, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer will not be signing, offering, putting forth any deals that will fund the wall.
Yeah. You know, it's not even about the wall. You know, she would, their first thing should be able to stand up as the United Congress and say, look, if you're going to come in our country, come in legally, and you're not coming in illegally. I mean, that should be the first thing to do is stand up and say that. I mean, it just boggles my mind that they can't agree to that and just say, you know, let's change legislation to make it easier if we want to make it easier. Let's do it this way. But no, they just can't do it. It's strictly they hate Trump more than they love America.
And it's crazy. But we got, like I said before, and I want to say it again, because new people are tuning in on the live feed, that Brian Colfage is going to be joining us, a triple amputee hero, the guy who raised the GoFundMe account for the wall. And it's very important that we do everything we can, because we can't have other families go through what Laura went through, what Steve Ronnebeck went through, what Mary Ann Mendoza went through, what Mr. Steinle, Kate's dad, went through, and all these others, Jameel Shore, and all the other families. There's many, there's thousands, 4,000 homicides in 2 years. So that's 4,000 angel families in 2 years. We've been fighting this fight for 30 years. Been fighting this fight for longer than 30 years. You know? Ronald Reagan, 3 million people got amnesty under Ronald Reagan. It was going to be fixed. Ronald Reagan, folks, I was a kid. I was a teenager. I'm an old fart now. And we're still fighting it. You know what I mean? I was a snot-nosed troublemaker. 15, 16 years old. Ronald Reagan was the president. And I want to say, folks, maybe a quick moment of silence for the crew of Challenger. on this day in 1986, the Challenger blew up. Moment of silence. God bless America. Hallelujah. Can you believe it? 1986, the Challenger.
Yeah.
Yep, today's the day. January 28th, 1986, Space Shuttle Challenger with Crystal McCullough on it, civilian teacher, flying off into space. And it was a horrible tragedy. Everybody who was alive knows where they were that day. Everybody who was a student, especially, because every school across the nation was watching it because Crystal McCullough was on there. Oh, my God, look, a teacher. And every school, every kid across the nation was watching that. It was a horror show. It was ridiculous. Man, the tragedies that this country has gone through, and now we're bickering over the border. It's crazy. We got to secure this. Build the wall already. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking with Laura Irish Wilkerson. Again, her son was one of the victims of illegal alien crime. She was going to join us last Thursday. And I'm glad she joined me. And she told us the story again, and it's heart-wrenching. And you can't believe it. I think that if the Democrats don't act to protect America, then what's wrong with we got to vote them out. How can people keep voting for Maxine Waters and Nancy Pelosi? I have to think there's corruption in the election process in these districts because people can't be voting for these people. I can't believe it. I can't. Yeah. Governor Cuomo in New York, I can't believe it. The SAFE Act, getting rid of the guns, killing the kids, sanctuary state, and New York City is now a sanctuary city. If you can make it there, you look at anything.
Yeah, no lethal injection for criminals, but lethal injection for newborn babies or almost born babies.
Crazy. They're against the death penalty in case, unless you're a fetus or, you know, that. I don't know if you've seen, I put a meme up on my page with Chuck Norris. And,
no, I didn't see it.
Yeah, good old Chuck. And I don't know if he actually said it, but he says, instead of saying baby, we say fetus. Instead of saying killing, we say aborting. Instead of saying dissecting, we say researching. And instead of extermination chambers, we say abortion clinics.
True.
And Nazi Germany ain't got nothing on us. I say it a lot. I say some of the things I see we are as bad. What's happening to American citizens in this country at the hands of the government? Just look what happened to the Bundys. Grazing cattle.
Yep.
Attacked by the government. Roger Stone, a homeless old guy with a big mouth. Great guy. Makes me laugh. He come on the show. I'm trying to get him on again, but I don't think he'd be coming on anytime soon. 27 guys go to his house, or 29 guys, fully armed. Folks, in America, for a little old man, they kicked down the door and raided him. I'm sure they were screaming, yelling, rah, rah, rah. I don't know if you have seen what they do in these raids, but it's like madness. They're loud and screaming and banging and hollering and making all kinds of racket to disorient anybody that might be in the area. So picture that. You're laying there with your wife. You're a little old guy, been married like 40 years to the same lady, you know, 70s in your 70s, and in comes SWAT, kicking in your door, screaming and yelling. They're lucky they didn't give him heart failure. What would happen if he killed over and died? They wouldn't get a murder charge, you know, when it would deserve one.
Right.
Kicking in somebody's door, scaring the crap out of them at 4 o'clock in the morning. All they had to do was make a phone call. Hey, Roger, could you come down to the office? We're going to, you know, process you, indict you, and then we're just going to let you sign a paper. You go home. Just come down, fill out the paperwork, and you have a court date. That's all they had to do. They didn't do
Yeah,
it.
That's what they give illegal criminals is a court date. Show up in 2 years and
right.
You know, they trust them, but they didn't trust Roger Stone.
You got illegal MS-13 gang members with three teardrops tattooed on their face which indicates that they had three kills. And, come on in. Go ahead. Go down Main Street. There's some people down there. They got wallets and pocketbooks and things. Go right down there. Whatever you need. You know, gang members. These people that are coming here illegally right now are enjoying the freedoms that our forefathers put in the protected in the Constitution for us. God-given rights are now being squished-squashed, flim-flammed, and bashed to pieces while the illegal immigrants enjoy the freedoms our forefathers guaranteed us. How scary is that?
Right.
It's
scary.
Downright frightening that they would kick down the door of a little old man at 4 o'clock in the morning at the same time releasing MS-13 gang members into Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe it. And those MS-13 gang members are bringing drugs and guns and little kids that they're trafficking. Women that they stole from families and are selling to the sex trade. All this is happening. The Democrats don't consider that a national emergency. They don't think it's a national emergency, not only for America, for Mexico, Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador. They're all apparently having national emergencies all at the same time, apparently. Seems, doesn't it?
Yeah,
you know?
It does.
So what's the next step? Where do we go from here if they won't do what's right for the American people? This is people say, oh, you go to the ballot box and vote them out. Well, that has not been working good, has it?
No. No, because so many people hate the president.
But you know what? They make us believe that so many people hate the president. And then the president goes around and goes to rallies, and there's standing room only with 10,000 people outside screaming that they were wishing they were inside.
Absolutely. I've been to many of them, and there's just people that are so happy to be there and understand what he's doing. So,
people who don't even get in the building are happy to stand outside and hear it on a speaker in the rain. You know? They're lying to us. President Trump is so dang popular. He goes overseas and they get 10,000 people cheering for Trump. They're having a riot in the streets of France and the United Kingdom, and people are chanting, Trump, 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 Trump. We want Trump. We want Trump. In France. For Christ's sake.
Yep.
And they're trying to tell us over here his approval rating is 35% or 32%. I don't think so.
No, I don't either.
And when this whole thing loops around and 2020 comes, if he gets the wall or he doesn't get the wall, he'll be able to say, I fought tooth and nail. I made promises, and I checked them off one by one. Check, check, check. Have you ever seen a president do that before? And everybody in America will be like, well, no.
No.
Every president in our lifetime has said, made promises, and I've never, and I've been – presidents I've been around to since Nixon, and I remember the end of the Vietnam and all that. I was alive, and Nixon, the Watergate, Gerald Ford, drunk and stumbling. Then Jimmy Carter, yay, that was fun. The gas shortage was one of my favorite times in my life. I loved the gas shortage. It was so much fun. Wait on line for 3 hours and get to the gas pump. Oops, sorry, no gas. Well, I'm just going to leave my car here till tomorrow. I'll be back when you get some gas. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, that's right.
It was great. Stalled out cars on the sides of the road. Jimmy Carter was. Now, I went to the Jimmy Carter Museum. I got to say, the guy worked really hard. He really came a long way in his life. But as president, not so much. Hey, sweetheart.
Yeah, that was an amazing place to visit.
He had a really cool history. Somehow, somewhere between his peanut farm and becoming president, they got to him somehow, and the Environmental Protection Agency was created. And look how good the EPA is doing. You know? So, I did. I
picked them up. They were on the floor, and I picked them up.
I don't remember where. There, my wife's asking me about my son's glasses. I can't hardly find my own glasses. Thank God for my wife, because she's always keeping track of everybody's glasses. Without her, we wouldn't have glasses right now. I couldn't see, gosh darn it. My eyes are going crazy. So what's up next for you, Laura, in this fight? Are you guys have any events coming up, anything that you got planned in the fight or in the hopes to help with this wall? Just keep bringing awareness,
we'll just keep pressing, forward and showing what's happening at the border in every different, so many different spots. And we've just got to keep our words, out there and letting people know there's so many new faces, that are in our group. And, you just hate it. I mean, you want people to understand it happens to so many different people rather than just the ones they've seen like us. But you don't want them to be here. I mean, we know what they're fixing to go home. The Corcorans, I was able to meet them when their son Pierce has just died a few weeks ago and in a car crash by the illegal.
That was in Tennessee? That was Tennessee.
I think that's where it was, yes. But I was able to meet those parents, and I know what they're fixing to go home and face, and it's not going to be easy. And it gets far worse before it gets better. And I just hate it. I hate it for them. If we can prevent it from happening to anyone, we may never know this side, but, it's just such a pain and such a horror in your life that it just changes you forever. So, yeah,
could you imagine
just to keep our words out there?
Could you imagine that it's only going to get worse before it gets better? Could it get any worse? It can't get any worse, can it?
No, but I mean for them, it's like when you learn this happens, you really know the story, but it takes a long time for your head and your heart to process. Your heart feels it right away, but it takes a long time to process that this is actually your son and he's never going to come back. And I mean, it takes years to put these things together. Everybody's involved and and then everybody goes home and you feel like your life's just ended and the world's going on. I mean, it's the loneliest feeling you can ever imagine. Just feel like you're on the outside looking in, and I know what they're about to face, and I hate it for them.
Well, one thing that's good is the support. I know that a lot of you guys have a lot of – you support each other, and it's a really great group of families that are now all united. And you're meeting new people and making new friends. And so there is positive coming out of it. And everybody's now together making one voice. So, I mean.
Yeah, it really helps to see that somebody's been through it and can survive. I mean, when you're at that lowest point, you just think, well, even though they can do it, I can't. But it does help to know that, that you can survive it. I mean, you just have to make a decision just about every day to live. And sometimes in the beginning, that's 10 times a day saying, okay, I can do this, and then the very next second you're flat on your back. So it's a long road, to walk. And I hope anyone else doesn't have to walk it.
I agree. It's just not fair that people's children get taken away like this. And folks say, well, it's not preventable. And it wasn't preventable. Your number's up, your number's up. In some respects, I believe that. In many respects, I believe when your number's up, your number's up. But
I do too, but you can't help but ask that question. If that kid hadn't have been here where he wasn't supposed to be, Josh would be alive. You can't help but ask the question,
But that goes, some people would say, even if that guy wasn't in, that was his time, that was his day, that was his place. And God, that was God's will. That's what some folks would say. And that's why me and my wife live a lot by that rule. That's why we would go into, when we were younger, we would go, well, you really guys are going to go there? And we're like, well, yeah, why wouldn't we? We're free to go wherever we want, aren't we? What if someone kills you? Then that's our fate.
Yeah, Josh firmly believed that, because that too is what we taught him, that, when it's your time, it's your time. And, I mean, he said, I won't be scared at all. I know I'll be right in the arms of Jesus shortly before he died. And so, it could be, but you can't help but ask that question. It might not be too.
Yeah, right. And I believe that these are preventable, because the simple thing is enforce the law, and these kids are alive. That guy would have never been on the street.
And then close the loopholes that every one of them is aware of. And the cartel, you know, they know every loophole in the book more than I would know. And it's just time to close it, you know, close those loopholes.
Yeah, and then you got the folks that say, well, you know, most of the people, they come here on a plane or they came here on a boat. They came to a point of entry with a visa, and they overstayed their visa, and a large majority of the people, that's how they're here. Great.
Well, same thing. That's
those folks that come here on a plane didn't bring a backpack of fentanyl with them. They didn't have a bag full of heroin. You know?
Right.
90% of heroin imported into this country comes across the southern border, according to some statistics. All right, even if it's 70%, even if it's 50% of all heroin,
it's too much. That's what it means.
You know?
Even if it's one American life, it's too much. It's one too many. None is you know, appropriate.
And where I'm from, up in New York on Long Island, from what I understand, is being ravaged by opioids and MS-13. Huh.
Right.
Strange. How's that happen? How did MS-13 get so popular on Long Island, New York? I have no idea. It's a little crappy island.
Right.
I get maybe that's why. They find it easy to get away with what they get away with. I don't know. It must be something.
Yep. You know, Houston tonight. There were five officers shot in Houston tonight. We're facing that, and it was a narcotics warrant that was being served. I don't know who to. But we have five policemen shot.
I didn't hear that story yet. Did any of them perish?
I don't know. I know one suspect is dead, and I think there's two more suspects, and then five officers have gone to the hospital lifelighted. I believe one of them was shot in the face. So two of those officers I know are critical, and that's the only word we've gotten. It just happened about 5 o'clock tonight. So we have to just pray for them.
Well, you heard it here, folks, that's in Houston, you said?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Houston, Texas, five officers shot and at least one perpetrator dead. Happened a little while ago in Houston, Texas. Was it cartel? Was it illegal aliens? Or they don't know the details yet?
No, they don't know details yet, except that the officers were serving a narcotics warrant.
Narcotics warrant.
Right.
Go figure. And I wonder where they got the narcotics from. Probably right across the border somewhere. You know, they were a house, a halfway house. The mules were probably dropping it off there.
Never know. It'll come out.
Or will it? The media, you know, the media today.
Yeah. We'll have to search.
You don't know how it'll come out? You know how it'll come out? If the guy was wearing a MAGA hat and had a 2020 flag on his car, then it would come out.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
It sure would.
He probably had a Hillary sticker on, or a Bernie Sanders sticker or something like that. And so now it'll get brushed under the rug. Oh, God, that was a Hillary supporter. Shh, quiet. Don't report
possibly
that.
Possibly a Beto sticker.
Yeah, right. They got a Beto or a Rourke sticker. I guess they want to jettison that guy to president. They think he's the next Barack Obama. I think they're sadly mistaken.
Yeah. I think they are too. And
for some reason they think that everybody in the country knows who Beto O'Rourke is. Folks, if you heard that name, erase it from your memory banks.
Yep.
That guy.
Yeah.
Well, he tried to swindle the election from Ted Cruz, but Ted still won. Ha ha.
Thank God. Yeah.
Thank the Lord. We need Ted Cruz, man. You like him or hate him, we need Ted Cruz. When he did that filibuster, that was amazing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Some people really, they tell their constituents, this is what I'm going to do, and then they try to do it. Very, very, very few. Very few. We need folks who aren't politicians. We need folks who are out in the world running businesses, living their life, running for office. The ones who have been taking it on the chin, struggling, who know what changes the people really need. Not what what these fat cat elitists think they know what's best for us.
Right. We need people that are going to, run on the truth and not lie and flip-flop as soon as they get elected in about who they're going to represent and what they stand for.
Yep.
But you see it happening. I mean...
I had just got over on my live feed, a good friend of ours, Joe, is telling us that the MS-13 is being cleaned up more and more out there on Long Island. So that's good news. Getting President Trump out there was probably a good idea to shine a light on the troubles that they were having out there on Long Island. The town where my sister-in-law used to live is ravaged by MS-13. I would have never guessed, but there they are.
Yeah.
We
can't have places in America where policemen cannot go. I mean, and people aren't, can't go through the community for fear of, gang. We just can't have it. It's got to be stopped.
Nope. We should be able to travel freely across our country, without any problem. And then another crazy story we had was this Nathan Phillips, Native American Vietnam veteran. And the Covington High School student who was very honorable and respectful was hammered in the media, dragged and beaten with lies and slander to a kid.
Yeah, I think he did a good job of standing right there. I think he knew his worth and his, what his worth was in God, and he stood right there and faced it. And I think he did a good job. It's a tragedy.
Kid was my son, I'd have been so proud of him. I would be so proud that he just stood there smiling. Go ahead. And it's unbelievable to me that they would take a snippet and then lie and twist and do that.
I'm expected that to happen because, in the beginning, I never thought that, those things would happen, but it happens every day.
Now they're doing it to kids.
Yep.
There was another video that went viral, a kid sitting with his friend in the fast food place, and some guy comes up to the table, and a grown-up. Here's a little kid, a 15-year-old, 16-year-old kid. He doesn't even have a mustache. He doesn't shave yet, nothing. And the guy takes his drink, throws it in his face, swears profanities at him, hoots and hollers and says all kinds of things. I mean, they're going after kids now.
Yeah, I remember that. It's tragic.
Folks, they're going after the kids. If they don't fall in line, they're going after them. If you have a MAGA hat on, they're going after you. I was going to wear my President Trump shirt tonight, but I got this cool shirt from my son for Christmas and my wife. So I wanted to wear it. Beavis and Butthead with American flags on rocket. So, but can't get more offensive than Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm watching the video right now where they show the whole story and they show the black Israelites swearing and cursing and yelling at these kids with horrifying racial stuff, and nobody talked about it. As soon as the truth came out, the story flew out of the news. It left the news cycle so fast, it made it made the speed of light look slow. It's crazy. Once they realized that, this is totally bad for our side, get it out of here. And they got rid of it. They took it out of the news cycle. Where's Nathan Phillips now? Where'd he go? Ooh, they thought they had a hero. They thought they had somebody they could prop up and make the other side look bad. And then the truth came out. And the truth hurts. People can't stand the truth. They hate the truth. It's the new hate speech. So when folks like Laura come on and tell the story the way it really happened, and people get shocked and they don't believe it, people will actually, I'm sure you heard it, bull crap. That's a lie. That never happened. It wasn't that brutal. They make some kind of excuse, some kind of reason where it wasn't so bad, right? What are some of the horrible things people have said to you?
Oh, well, I mean, Nancy Pelosi, you know, if collateral damage has to happen, so be it. I mean, you know, and then we've had people tell me that it's an alleged, you know, they weren't sure this really happened. It's alleged. And, you know, just the craziness of, yeah, not being able to tell the truth of your story. And, you know, that's the only thing I'm going to do. You can take it for what it's worth, but I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm not going to leave out the part about his illegally being in the country just to make somebody feel better. It's the truth of my story.
Right on. And the truth is so important. I don't know why people fear the truth so bad. You know?
Right. Yeah.
The only reason you would fear the truth is because you're full of crap all the time.
Yeah.
That's it. Your life is a lie from the minute you get out of bed to the minute you put yourself to sleep. And that's why you can't handle it. You can't handle the truth. That's the truth. It's so ridiculous that it has to be this way in this great country.
Yeah, it is.
You know, I remember when I was growing up and we were watching, like, Archie Bunker.
Yeah.
And, you know, he would talk about the commies. In 1973, if you even said, well, I'm a communist, that's it. Man.
Yeah.
You know?
Times have changed.
And not only that, you have politicians that run for president who in 1973 were part of the Communist Party. Huh. You know, it's crazy. It's crazy. I never in a million years would have ever thought I would see anything like this in my country. And here I am. I live with my dad, a Korean War veteran. I live with these people that fought wars to protect everything our forefathers gave us. And then watch them legislate it away one bill at a time. So now I've learned that if they're giving you a license to do something, it's because they stole the freedom and they're selling it back to you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, pretty much.
What do you mean? I need a license to go get food? What do you mean? I got to go into the woods and get a deer. I'm starving to death. Got a license?
Yeah.
I need one? Do you really need one? I don't. It's just a way for them to make money. They don't really. It's crazy. You need a license to catch a fish? Really? What do you mean?
Yeah.
I need a
That's
license
exactly.
to catch a
fish. It is crazy.
Imagine they told Jesus, hey, excuse me, you're out there on the boat with that guy with the net. You're catching the fish to feed the people back over there, but you're only coming up with a few fish and you got to feed 5,000 people. But you got a license?
Yeah. you know, that's what I mean. They'll take you to jail for that, but not for jumping the country illegally.
Right. Collecting rainwater. Oh, man, I got to throw the whole law library at you for collecting rainwater. How dare you? You didn't know that belongs to us? It came through the air over our country. It fell through our airspace. That belongs to me.
Yeah.
I don't care if it landed on your quarter acre.
that's
my
fair.
Water. Well, thank God President Trump, he got rid of that one anywhere standing water is belongs to the government, belongs to EPA. That was crazy that they even thought that.
What a waste of time and money.
They waste a lot of time and money when people are dying and the important issues are being swept away and pushed under the rug and put into the back shelf.
Yeah.
The things that they find important, like, well, you can't graze that cow because this turtle lives out there on that field and the cow might hurt that turtle.
Oh, yeah.
Last
you know,
I heard,
they spend tons of money on research for a fish and then, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Last time I heard that there's a cycle of life. Oh, wait, sorry. Circle of life. They teach you about the circle of life since you're a little kid and you watch The Lion King. It's the circle of life. It's all about the strong survive and you know, it's the way it is. They teach you that from a young age. It's a circle of life. The dog eats the cat eats the mouse eats the cheese. Just the way it is.
Yeah.
People got to realize this. I don't know why people don't just wake up and go, oh, you know, holy moly, I've been had my head in the sand for so long. But that's what's so good about the Walk Away campaign. That guy, Brandon Straka, I'm going to get him on the show, even if it's 2 years. He's going to come on my show. Natalie, if you're still watching, you tell Brandon he's got to come on my show. We need Brandon Straka on Patriot Nation Radio Show, the guy who founded the Walk Away campaign with a great video explaining why he walked away. It's not the party they signed up for. A lot of these folks, they signed up, they joined the Democratic Party because they were for the people. They really were once, or they made you believe they were. They wanted to help. Now they say they want to help, but it's only a lie. Apparently it was a lie all along because they don't want to help nobody. And Brandon woke up. Natalie, she watches the show and she come on the show. She's from Walk Away, Florida. She woke up. She woke up from Benghazi. She couldn't believe her eyes and ears over the Benghazi situation.
Right.
Walk away. Democrats, please. Open your eyes and really listen to what your leaders are saying. And you'll be baffled. You're blinded by your hatred for President Trump. Take off the blinders. Open your ears and listen to what your leaders are saying. And remember, you're an American. The land of the free because of the brave. We can't allow our children to be killed in the streets any longer when it's preventable. The folks that are overstaying their visas or didn't renew their green cards aren't killing people in the streets. Really, the ones that are coming here jumping the fence and breaking the law from the get-go that are killing the kids in the streets. So people try to say, well, you know, most of them are just overstaying their visas, right, but they're not killing people. Some of them are, of course, yeah, there's bad apples in every bunch. There's bad in the FBI, there's bad in the police. There's bad in every bunch. Every bunch has bad. That's just the way it is. Because, you know, sometimes life makes you bad. Twists and turns and things. You feel like you have no recourse but to turn evil. And I pray for those people who feel that way. I've been in that boat. I've been in this position in my life where I felt like I had nothing left to lose. And it's dangerous. We ought to pray for those people and you know, hope that they can see the light and join the right side, the side that it puts America first, puts the safety and security of the American people first, not someone who goes, we got to help everybody first, and to heck with you people that are homeless, freezing in the streets, starving, hungry children. We don't worry about them. They're Americans. Especially nowadays, apparently, if you're a honky, it's even worse. I say that, but, you know, I'm allowed to. I'm a honky. You know, I hate to say it, but, you know, the other side, they say the N-word and, you know, and things like that. So I'm a honky,
yeah.
And I'm proud. I can't help it. I love Jesus, and I'm proud. I love America. I love the people that listen to my show and come on and tell their stories through the heartache and the pain to bring reality and truth to the people with no spin. We don't spin it here. We bring you the stories. We don't spin it. It's nothing but truth, and that's all I want to do is bring the truth. And if folks don't like the truth and it hurts, you can always turn on CNN, you know, watch some Anderson Cooper or maybe check out go to one of the other networks, maybe find Rachel Maddow. She's really good at what she does. She knows how to spin and edit and twist and lie and wiggle and turn to manipulate people. They're pros at it. Journalism, I love Sean Hannity, by the way. Folks, he's the only one, like really, really fighting for the Angel families, for the American values that were guaranteed to us to be protected by the Constitution. God-given rights. God bless everybody who does it, who makes a stand for America. Because without those people, guess what? America goes. And you watch this FBI investigation. If they get away with this stuff, we, like Sean Hannity says, we're going to lose this country. We're losing it fast. What you know and remember is in the 70s and the 80s, before all this fun stuff we had, like these phones that we could do these radio shows, tablets and computers. We went outside and played. It was a simpler life. Those days are gone. I blame technology mostly for it. I think the advancement in technology has really put a hurting on this country and this world. It really has. And the technology problem is only getting worse. We bury our heads in our screens, all of us. I'm guilty, guilty, guilty. But, you know, it's also a positive because here we are now talking about Laura's story. We had Steve Ronnebeck on. We talked about his story. Mary Mendoza come on the show. We talked about her story. Jameel Shore come on the show. We talked about his story. Because I think it's important that we hear this so that we cannot let it happen again. We can't let these stories continue. This poor person in Tennessee, Officer Singh, a proud legal immigrant, murdered by a multiple deported illegal immigrant. The irony, the twist in that is sickening, that this man, proud, so proud to become an American that he became a police officer to serve his community, to protect, dead, preventable. It's not fair. Laura, if you have any websites or anything that you want to give out, I'll let you give out some website information if you have any. If not, we'll just wrap it up here with the national anthem and let you know, folks,
well,
that Brian Cole's on. Go ahead, man.
We're at angelfamilies.org, and you can see a lot of stories. There's so many of us and more every single day. But I do thank you so much for having me and allowing us to tell the truth of our stories.
Right. Because if this was CNN tomorrow, this would be a totally different story, a different interview, and it would look like we're the criminals. You know, it's great.
Yeah.
The criminal is the victim, and the victim is the criminal nowadays. It's really just
That's
everything's
right.
back. Good is bad. Bad is good. The good Lord warned us about it. When people say good is bad and bad is good, the end is near.
Yep.
Guess what, folks? Mm-hmm. Abortion's fine, and, you know, obeying the law is bad. And I always said, when Barack Obama was president, I said it so many times, when the highest law enforcement official in the nation is not obeying the law, do you expect the people he represents to follow the law? Just a good question that you should ponder, everybody. Did you expect it? I didn't expect it. I know. I have common sense, I think. I open up my mind and I think. I'm a free thinker. Uh-oh, they're going to come after me for saying that. I better watch out. Alert, alert, we have a free thinker on Blog Talk Radio. Alert. Free thinker. Alert. You know? It's really nuts. But we're going to have Brian Colfage on next week. We're going to get him on. I believe he's coming. I'm getting all the information now as we speak. I have to call his people. And hopefully next week, creator of the GoFundMe page for Build the Wall will be on the show. He is right now in McAllen, Texas with Mary Mendoza and Steve Ronnebeck. And I'm talking with them now as we are on the show. So when you see me going like this, that's what I'm doing. Again, Laura, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. It's always a pleasure. And again, if you have any updates, anything, if you want to, like I tell Steve, you want to call up and talk about jelly beans or ice cream cones? We could do that too.
Okay.
Anytime you want to come
Thank
on, just shoot me a private message. Send me a text. Shoot me a private message. You have something to add, an update, call me. Come on the show. You're always welcome.
I will do it. I will do it, Mark.
Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Laura Irish Wilkerson. Once again, a return guest, I thank you so much for coming on. You heard the story here with no spin, nothing but the truth. That's what we want to bring. So, folks, next week we will have Brian Colfage on the show, hopefully. Maybe this week on Thursday, possibly, but definitely by Monday, Brian Colfage, triple amputee hero, veteran, creator of the GoFundMe wall. GoFundMe, I'll get it out here. The GoFundMe page for Build the Wall. Millions and millions of dollars raised in a very short period of time. And we're going to talk and get all the details. And right now is one of my most favorite parts of the show, because I love this song. I love this version. It is the Star Spangled Banner, as performed by Dave Bray, DaveBrayUSA.com. He's got an album out called Music on a Mission, the Storyteller Edition. It's a great, great album. It has Amazing Grace, Into the Fire, Star Spangled Banner, Freedom Rings, and many other great songs we play here on the Patriot Nation radio show. But this one right here is to honor those who gave the ultimate sacrifice, those who love our country, patriots, and Americans who just want to live the American dream. Folks, my son is a dreamer. Yes, he is. Guess what he's dreamed of? The American dream. To achieve be an American citizen, achieving the American dream. He's a dreamer. So I'm going to put this song on for the dreamers, the American dreamers, and for you and for me. Thank you. God bless you. God bless America. Ladies and gentlemen, Star Spangled Banner is performed by Dave Bray, DaveBrayUSA.com. And also, don't forget to check out LibertyRush.com, too. That's social media without the liberal rhetoric. And here we go. The Star Spangled Banner. Please rise. There you have it, folks. Dave Bray, USA, the Star Spangled Banner. God bless you. God bless America. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in tonight. And if you were there in the switchboard, I'm sorry I didn't take any calls tonight, but thank you so much for calling in and listening. Tune in again this Thursday. Maybe Brian Colafage, maybe not. I'll let you know. Be ready. I do have a guest. My friend Molly will be joining me this Thursday, maybe Brian as well. And we're going to be talking about another facet of the illegal immigration problem, the construction industry that is being ravaged by illegal immigrants, unlicensed contractors who are allowed to unlicensed because they're illegal aliens, while you, as an American citizen, have to get a contractor's license, insurance, and all of this stuff. But they don't. We're going to be talking with Molly. She's got her own business, Powell Construction and Remodeling, in the Florida area, and that's what's happening. It's all over. It's not just the drug cartels. I mean, they're working in roofing and construction, and her business is taking a pounding, and she's finding it hard to bid in order to survive. She went almost homeless, lost her husband, so much stuff. So tune in Thursday. Maybe Brian Colfage, definitely Molly Powell and Powell Construction talking about illegal immigrant, how it hurts, how illegal immigration hurts the construction industry right here in Florida. That'll be Thursday, 8 p.m. right here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network, right after the Conservative Perspective with James Bostic. Be sure to hit us 8 p.m., 7 o'clock for James. He's on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 7 p.m. right here. Be sure to check it out. Good night. My phone's going to die. God bless you. God bless America. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Brian Colfage, maybe Thursday. Molly Powell, also Thursday. He's doing the GoFundMe. I'll let the details come out real soon. I'm going to try to call them right now. Good night. God bless you. God bless America.